Meditieren, Yoga, Joggen, nichts entspannt mich.
Echt? Mich entspannt meine Steuer total.
Steuer? Wie Finanzamt? Die Steuererklärung?
Ja, ich habe ganz locker über 1000 Euro zurückbekommen.
Hast du geheime Connections oder Excel-Superkräfte?
Nö, nur die Wieso-Steuer-App.
Wow, und das ist einfach?
Klar, die macht fast alles automatisch.
Ich fühle mich plötzlich so entspannt.
Hol dir dein Geld zurück. Abgabefrist 31. Juli.
Was?
Schaffst du ganz entspannt mit Wieso-Steuer.
Ach, ja.
Welcome back. It's another Bob and Tom Extra. This is Christopher. Not only is the Bob and Tom Show live every weekday morning, but every afternoon we'll give you a little extra in case you missed anything. On the big show today, comedian, West Coast correspondent Al Jackson. It's coming up in just a minute.
Jim Rome takes on sports.
I will always have a complicated relationship with this game, but people evolve. So do sports. Do not make me regret this. Do not make me devolve back to that guy that so many clones wish that I still was. And do not embarrass the entire country. Now, I can go back. I can get there fast. Lose tonight, and you got a real problem. Do not blow it.
The Jim Rome Show podcast.
You've been warned.
Follow and listen on your favorite platform.
And 10,000 barbershop singers are harmonizing their hearts out in Pittsburgh this week at the 56th Annual Convention of the Society for the Preservation and Encouragement of Barbershop Quartet Singing in America.
Morning, Bob and Tom Show. Hello.
Hello.
Oh, wait a minute. This must be one of the barbershop quartets calling.
What a surprise that you'd call.
It's great to be with you.
I'll tell you.
This must be the Polish team.
Yeah. Well, it's great to hear from you, fellas. Do you have a spokesperson?
Yeah.
Okay.
Could we speak with him?
Sure thing.
And what's your spokesman's name?
Okay.
Hello, Barry.
Barry.
Yeah.
Actually, I think they're all Barry. So are you guys having fun at the Barbershop Quartet Convention?
We're having a great time.
I see. It's a shame they didn't have a bass.
What's the name of your quartet?
The Barry Tones.
The Barry Tones.
I see. Very good. Well, good luck at the convention, guys.
Thanks, fellas.
They're gone. Well, I know who the last place team is.
The Bob and Tom Show is still trying to wake up. In the meantime, more Bob and Tom Extra.
And I think we're going to hook up with comedian Al Jackson. There we go.
Hey, Al.
Hey, Tom, I think I rented some of your videos in the 80s from that other part of the video store. Yeah. Wow.
Now, Al, we were just talking about the, today was the anniversary of the release of the movie Dr. Strangelove. And for those of you not familiar with it, it's kind of a Cold War atomic bomb thing. It's not like a sci-fi of some weird monster movie. But Christy didn't care for it.
I did not.
How about the sign where there's gunshots everywhere and the one guy shoots the Coca-Cola machine? And he goes, "You're going to have to answer to the Coca-Cola company about that." See the
is
world.
That funny? No.
Hilarious.
That is not funny.
Very funny. Oh. It's hilarious. Tom's right.
It's not funny.
What? I mean, the war room line. Come on.
No, I have to watch it.
You've not seen it either?
No.
Oh, my God.
I haven't seen it.
Oh, you're kidding.
See?
No, I've never. I thought that was a song or like a drug people took in the 70s.
Yeah, that's the thing.
That's Dr. Feelgood.
The title does. Yeah,
it
if you're not familiar, I think, and it isn't the. There's a subtitle.
How I learned to love the bomb.
Yeah. It's of a certain era, but it's wonderful. It's so funny. Peter Sellers is great.
It still holds up?
No.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
No.
And any no. gentleman of a certain age with any a modicum of wit will occasionally quote one of the lines, I think.
Which is why, Al, I have sat in this room for a very long time. And I've heard about this movie forever. So during this last cold snap, we just did this last weekend. My husband and I watched Dr. Strangelove. I don't think he laughed much either. I'm sorry.
What did Andy say? He didn't care for
it?
Andy didn't like it?
It was okay, but it was
not... He didn't emote any sounds, I think, is the problem. He was not laughing. I mean, you know what? I kind of like what Christy and Tom are doing because we are in an era where now there are, you know, YouTube and Instagram movie reviewers, and they get these great takes. And Tom's like, I love it. And as Tom's saying that, Christy is yelling over him. Absolutely not. I like to bring back old school debates like this. Like, I didn't care for it. Yeah, I dig it. I mean, is it, Tom, how much of it would you say that I had to watch before I was like, I think this is for me or not? If I watched 45 minutes.
Oh, you wouldn't even have to watch that.
Some of those older movies are long.
It's in black and white.
It's not long.
It's a clever, dark satire.
In fact, when it ends, I was like, that's it?
It gets, the setup is pretty quick.
What year?
64. Huh. I mean, literally, when it ended, I looked at Andy and I go, that's it? It's over? Because it's a Slim Pickens thing right at the end, yeah. Right? And I'm going...
Well, I don't want to give away the end. But,
yeah. Right.
Tom, it's been 70 years. Yeah. This is my question to you guys. What movie do you think that absolutely has lasted the longest in terms of standing the test of time? Like, I would think it would be Star Wars, but I try to watch Star Wars with my kids. And you forget that movies in the 70s, their pacing was slower. Yeah. So it's a lot of men just taking long walks on ships, you know, talking yeah. about the battle. Right? There's not as much fighting as you think in Star Wars, and my kids were bored. Like, what movie do you think holds up where you could be like, I could show this to a 15-year-old, and this was hilarious in 1984 scary?
I'm going to go Spaceballs. Spaceballs. Yeah, my kids will watch Spaceballs.
I'd go Young Frankenstein.
That's good.
Yeah, okay. Young Frankenstein's yeah, good. Pays,
although that does have a bunch of, there's some referential stuff in that yeah. you're not going to pick up on.
Right.
It's black and white, too. Maybe the kids wouldn't.
You know what I've always thought is weird? Is like, why don't, like certain movies, like obviously Shawshank Redemption, it's been talked about to death, gets played over and over and over again. But certain movies that were huge in, like Back to the Future, wouldn't you think that'd be on like every weekend? You never see that.
Yeah.
You have like, to look for it.
Mike, yeah, I don't know why that
was that
popular as it was. Mm-hmm. People still love it, Tom. It's kind of like innocuous. You never hear about Back to the Future, but there are movies that are from, you know, late 80s, early 90s that are just on all the time. And it's just, I don't know if it has to do with like something about the way the contracts are made. I don't want to get into contract talk on the radio, but it's weird.
But no, do you remember, if you remember the early days of cable TV, the movie Eddie Macon's Run was on almost every minute.
I never watched it.
It was so, I watched for 5 minutes, said, this is not for me, as Al would say.
I do miss old cable, Tom. There used to be like, remember when USA Network was like kind of this weird network, and it'd be like Silk Stockings
yes.
and all those kind of weird shows on there. Oh, yeah. It just kind of, it was like a wild, wild west period for television where they were just kind of throwing stuff out and seeing what landed. It was a magical time.
Yeah. Do you remember that? I forget what it was called, but they had, we called it Skinamax.
Yeah.
Sure.
Oh, yeah.
It was Cinemax.
Do you remember the scrambled channel they had?
Mm-hmm. It was pixelated.
Yes. But so they would, they somehow made it get all weird.
You had to pay extra to get it.
I'm kind of wondering if someone had that kind of, whatever the word is, imprint on them.
Oh, I'm sure.
So for the first 2 minutes of a porn, it has to be scrambled, then all of a sudden it emerges with flesh, and they now they're ready to go.
I mean, we don't have time to get into I have so many questions about kink and like, is it, I asked my girl the other day, if you're like, if you have a kink, like you're like, some people like sitting on cakes.
Yeah.
Like, that's a real thing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So is that like what you prefer or is it like you can't function without that? You know?
I think
or
is it like,
oh,
prefer.
We got time tonight. We got time to sit on a cake.
I think it's what you prefer.
Do you eat the cake after you sit on it?
Oh, Tom.
It's I will say this.
That's true. You, sitting on a cake?
You oh, want yeah. to blow out the candles first.
Yeah. Ah.
Yeah.
Good. Thank you.
Is it a sheet
that's
cake?
That's an OnlyFans. Yes.
That's a whole different kink if you want the sheet cake.
It's a butt cake.
That kink.
It's a butt cake.
That kink. Al Jackson is our guest. That's why the topic went completely awry between me and Al. We can't linear thought or linear conversation. Not going to happen.
Too many thoughts, man. Lots of thoughts, bro.
We're going to go down lots of different roads. Well, yeah, I'll have to think about what movies would hold up the best. Yeah.
Like Forrest Gump, I know isn't that old, but I feel like it holds up really well.
Well, but now there's like the kids look at it and they're like, so this woman took advantage of this mentally challenged man. Oh, yeah,
I forgot about that.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. That's the thing. Yeah, it's very anti-woke.
Well, that's why they don't show Revenge of the Nerds, because there's an issue at the end of one of those movies.
Is that the one where the guy's going, got Bush?
Yeah.
They put a hidden camera in the sorority or something. No, that's
Revenge of the Nerds 1. You mixed them. Tom, don't do this with me. Revenge of the Nerds 2 is when they're down in Miami and they turn the Hotel Coral Essex into another name. And then they decide that they're going to have a fundraiser there because the fraternities have implemented physical expectations as a way to get the nerds out of the Panhellenic Council.
I'll have to check that out.
Wow.
You guys don't remember the No on 15 rap? Come on.
No.
Well, somebody
looked
that up at some point. Oh my goodness. We need to have a whole.
I've not seen any of those movies.
Yeah, me neither. No, what? I haven't either.
Oh,
yeah.
I haven't seen Porky's. I haven't seen Revenge. No, we weren't allowed to watch that kind of thing growing up.
Oh, that's right. I forgot.
Well, good news. You're a grown man now. Me and you're
I feel
down.
Like those wouldn't hold up.
Revenge of the Nerds.
Revenge of the Nerds 2 is kind of funny.
Does Porky's hold up?
I don't know. I've never seen it either.
Yeah, I never went to the news.
I saw it, but I don't remember it.
Yeah, Al, I've come to a conclusion about something. If I want to go see a concert, if Kelly's not familiar with the artist, I'm not going to make her go anymore. Because
that's an interesting question.
Well,
who did you drag her to?
Peter Frampton.
She didn't know Peter Frampton.
No,
I didn't know Peter Frampton until I started working.
I mean, remember Peter's huge year was 50 years ago.
Yeah.
So
yeah, I think the rule should be, Tom, because I totally see where you're coming from. If it's the same genre, if it's like you and your girl go here. You know, EDM or whatever. Even if she doesn't know the artist, you're like, I know that you like this band, so you'll like this band. But I think taking somebody to just hear someone they've never heard of and are kind of iffy on the genre is a good way to have them standing around for 2 hours giving you looks.
Yeah. Especially when you're paying
a lot of money,
a babysitter, and the tickets are $300 bucks, et cetera, et cetera. Mm-hmm. So,
do you guys remember cheap concerts?
Oh.
What happened to that? Yeah. Like 31 concerts?
They're gone now. Those days are gone.
Yeah. It just, I don't know. Is the same thing true of like sporting events? If someone doesn't like.
Yeah, I that's what I've chosen to do. If I don't want to go, I go, please take your son. Or just, I would rather not. I mean, I'm just going to be miserable.
Mm-hmm. Not unless all sporting you're a person events. That like just like some people, Christy, like to just be out.
Yeah.
You know, so they'll go and they'll be like, oh, look at all the celebrities in the front row. And like, that quarterback or that center, he's cute. And why did he throw the ball like that? I think some people, but most people, if you don't understand the sport and don't understand the rules, you shouldn't be there. It's too long. Yeah,
it's also the thing, if you've got a record you really or a song you really like. You can't play it in front of the person and sit there watching them. Great, isn't it? You like it, don't you?
Yeah.
You got to sort of, hey, look, at your convenience, listen to this thing and see what you think.
Yeah.
That's the only way to do it. But but spending all that money and dragging someone to a show that they're not going to like, or they might like, they just don't know the background on it.
That's a big risk.
Well, then there are times when it works. I drug my kids to see Peter Frampton and they loved him. Loved it. They couldn't believe they'd not heard that music before. So it sometimes works.
Yeah, it's just, it's again, with the cost of concerts, it's sometimes, I think I'll just...
Yeah, we're going to listen to this on iTunes first, and then we'll buy some tickets.
So I ended up taking one of my buddies and I went to see the Doobie Brothers. We loved it. And the opening act was the Coral Reefer Band. It was great.
Oh, yeah.
But she wasn't familiar with the Doobie Brothers. And
what?
Kelly wasn't?
Kelly wasn't familiar with the Doobie Brothers?
No.
She has
living
taste,
in your
though.
House? Wow.
I wear headphones.
even when they're not on, as a ploy to not interact.
Hey, Al, we've already used up all our time. Can you give me the 1 minute version of my word of the day?
The word that I loved, Tom, is rage booking.
Rage booking.
Rage booking.
Well, you're mad about something, huh?
Okay.
Good. Go with that, Christy.
We had. Booking. What was the other rage thing we had recently?
Maybe rage bait.
Yeah.
There you go. Rage bait. Yeah.
That was the Cambridge Dictionary. They added that in.
Yeah.
There. And what is that again?
When you post something intentionally trying to get people to comment on it so that it will reach a wider audience.
Yes.
Oh, okay. Okay. So what's
stirring
this?
The pot.
Yeah.
So this, what is this again?
Yeah.
Rage booking.
Christy, you were halfway there. It's just basically booking travel like out of anger or like you just need to escape. So you're just like, you know, look, my boss went way over the line. I was like, I don't care. I'm taking my sick days, and I booked a trip to Italy.
I'm going
this weekend. I'm coming right back on Monday. Yeah. Like, that's just a rage. Like, you made me so mad. I need to leave here right now.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Yeah, you get in a fight with your man, and you're like, you know what? We're booking a girl's trip. Yeah, you do it out of anger.
Unfortunately, that's why you're arguing. He booked a girl's trip.
Okay.
I thought that's what we're doing, baby.
All right. Al, I know that you're going to a lot of baseball games because your lady is works for
Rockies.
The Colorado Rockies. Yeah. Yes. She's like a true baseball fan. Like, she's really sad last game of the season, but when it starts to get, you know, the season's starting to pick up a little bit, season tickets, so she's ready.
Now, there's a reason I'm bringing this up, Al, and this is going to make everybody mad, but I'm going to do it anyway. I had a joke that failed miserably yesterday.
Oh, sweet Jesus.
Oh, no, you're not doing
it. Oh, please bring it up.
Yes. Now, Al, this is kind of a test, and I apologize. Oh, but I'll do the story for you. This starts in Virginia. Animal services officers there came to the rescue of a hawk that was trapped in a batting cage. You can see how this would happen. Got a batting cage,
absolutely.
Big bird comes in. This was the Fairfax County Animal Shelter.
They got the hawk's fine.
Reported that, they sent officials from the bird people to the place, and they rescued the bird in distress. It was a hawk. So
your thoughts on this, Tom?
They were able to free the hawk. Now, I saw this story, and I immediately thought of this. I hope I get a hearty chuckle from you. The last time there was a hawk in a batting cage, it was Ken Harrelson playing for the Cleveland Indians.
Nothing.
Look at him.
Yeah, you hear that? He's too young.
I think if you had said Andre Dawson.
Andre Dawson.
Yes, a lot of people came up with Andre Dawson.
Because he would have been the last.
What do you mean came up with? He was one of the best baseball players ever. Not an obscure reference.
If you put baseball the hawk, you get Ken Harrelson.
No, you don't.
No.
You get Andre Dawson.
Boston Red Sox.
No. You don't.
Ken Harrelson sounds like a guy your dad used to work with at the phone company. Andre Dawson is iconic with the hawk.
Yeah, played for the Cubs. Yes.
Run this by your girlfriend. See if she remembers Ken Harrelson, the hawk.
Oh, my God.
She's too young.
Sorry, do you know who Ken Harrelson is?
They call him the hawk because he's got a big schnoz. Oh, is she right there?
She just went into the shower.
Okay.
I'm taking
the camera with you.
Do you know who Ken Harrelson is? No, she does not. Okay. Do you know who Andre Dawson is?
Mentioned late 60s World Series. Okay.
She knows who Andre Dawson is.
She was originally a Cubs fan because she's from New Mexico, so they had WGN.
It's a National League. That's the problem.
Does she have the towel on her head for her hair?
She does have that towel on her head.
I love that.
Yeah. Oh, my gosh.
Well, somebody out there that's a fan of classic baseball got a big charge out of the Ken Harrelson joke.
No, they didn't.
God, I'd
like to hear.
Be in your 70s.
I'd like some emails, please, if you enjoyed that. Mr. Harrelson, by the way, is still a radio announcer, as far as I know, and he's in his 80s.
Good for him.
He's in his 80s.
Yeah,
I love old baseball guys.
He was one of my heroes when I was a kid. I thought it was
cool. See, Tom's reality is all of ours.
And he had a big schnoz.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's the problem with our culture. There's not enough commonality. Not enough people know who all the cool cats are.
That's it for another Bob and Tom Show Extra. Catch us on iTunes, Google Play, and Stitcher. For Bob and Tom Extra, this is Christopher. Take care, everybody.
Hey, I'm Chris VanVleet. Go behind the scenes and beyond the headlines with the biggest names in pro wrestling and beyond.
Mr. Sandman.
All I ever wanted to be was a pro wrestler. So I got to live my life
and make people really happy.
The Heartbreak Kid himself, Shawn Michaels.
Do you think there's anybody better than you were?
I think I was great at what I did, and I think other people were great at what they did as well. Greatness is more a mindset, I think, than anything else.
Mindset, motivation, insight with Chris VanVleet. Follow and listen on your favorite platform.